WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's congressional address met with rousing applause on the Republican side and stony silence or cries of lies on the Democratic side. ABC's Karen Travers with more from Washington.
The only thing that came close to a bipartisan moment was applause for the family of Corey Comprator, who was killed at the president's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last summer. That was it. It was the only thing that got many Democrats on their feet. Certainly was not policy comments from the president throughout this speech.
The president vowing to continue a swift campaign to reshape the federal government and to radically reform longstanding policies on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. The IRS is the latest government agency drafting up plans to cut its workforce roughly in half. Israel has once again cut off food, medicine, and other supplies to Gaza. Now that the first phase of the ceasefire has ended, Israel so far delaying moving in to phase two. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Waukesha County prosecutors charged a teen with stealing a car and gun from the home where his mother and stepfather were found dead. 17-year-old Nikita Kasap was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Kansas. Donald Mayer and Tashiana Kasap were found dead in their town of Waukesha home last weekend. Wisconsin's Supreme Court race has drawn large out-of-state donations. Addressing the Milwaukee Press Club Tuesday, Dane County Judge Susan Crawford defended financial support her campaign is receiving, saying if they let billionaire Elon Musk's donation dollars dominate the airwaves, they'd be drowned out. And Governor Tony Evers isn't dialing back his comments surrounding the state budget and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. At a roundtable in Janesville Monday to highlight health care proposals in his spending plan, Evers said Voss likes to play God. Voss and Republicans have rejected a majority of items in Evers' budget.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Rain will change to snow this morning, and snow is likely through the afternoon with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible. It's also going to be very windy. Gusts from 35 to 45 will create blowing snow today into this evening. Our high today, right around 36. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:03 on a very busy Wednesday morning. Rain is coming down out there. It's going to transition to snow. We'll provide an update on school closings in just minutes. Here's Foster the People on Max FM.
Yeah, he's coming for you. All the
90s, and more.
Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is going on 7:10 on Wednesday morning. It is an interesting day out there. We're going to have some interesting weather that's going to impact the listening area. We will start with our winter weather advisory. That's in effect from 8 a.m. this morning, so about 50 minutes from now, that winter weather advisory kicks in. That's currently going until 6 p.m. this evening. We're expecting 2 to 4 inches of snow. This is for Columbia, Marquette, and Sauk counties. We expect hazardous travel conditions will develop by mid to late morning and last through the afternoon with this winter weather advisory. Also contributing to the fun today in our weather is a wind advisory. That's in effect from 11 a.m. this morning till 9 p.m. this evening. We're expecting wind gusts of 45 to 50 miles per hour. This is for Dane and Sauk counties. And this wind in combination with the snow will make it very interesting. We will experience blowing and drifting snow this morning into the afternoon, and that's why we are monitoring that. That has led to some school closings today, and we will go through that list with you this morning and get that over so everyone's got this. And again, all this information is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, and we are keeping that current. And the school closings that we currently have for this area include, I'm grabbing that list right now, is Adams Friendship Schools are closed. It's a remote learning day. Baraboo Schools are closed with Baraboo Community and Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic. Mauston schools are closed. It's a virtual learning day for them. Reedsburg, Reedsburg Sacred Heart, Richland, Sauk Prairie, Westfield, and Wisconsin Dells schools are all closed. Also, all Baraboo Park and Recreation programs are canceled today. Again, the following schools are closed. Adams Friendship, virtual learning. Baraboo Schools, Baraboo Community, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic. Mauston, Virtual Learning Day, Montello, Reedsburg, Reedsburg Sacred Heart, Richland, Sauk Prairie, Westfield, and Wisconsin Dells schools are all closed due to that winter weather advisory. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. As a reminder, if you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, you can email info@max.fm or you can text us 608-355-9970. You can always listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. Stream us on our website at max.fm, or as always, stream us anytime, any place with the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and stream us with you wherever you go. You can also text us from the app. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. That's quite a weather forecast. How are you doing today?
I am hanging in there. It's been a long morning. We started up at 4:30 this morning with all the shenanigans.
Fun. Well, you know what? Maybe that means that the rest of the day is going to be smooth as butter. You know, maybe schmoove on through the rest of the day and it'll be easy, because look at it like March, right? Came in like a lion this morning. Maybe we'll just have a nice easy lamb.
Doubt it the way this morning went. Been working outside in the rain already, if that tells you how the day is going here. So,
we do
have another quick update that I need to pass along. This just came into the Max FM News Center. We are going on the fly this morning. Beyond Blessed Pantry will be closed today. They will not be doing a food distribution today. So, again, Beyond Blessed Pantry is closed today due to the weather. They will see everyone next Wednesday. So, we're on the fly, Emily. We're just rolling through this morning, off the cuff, really.
That's all right. You know what? I mean, you and I have more than enough content within our brains to just go for things and just be on the cuff, off the cuff, on the cuff, off the cuff. Where did all these phrases come from? You know, like, let's see if we can make some stuff up here. Off the cuff. What do you think that means? Like the cuff of your shirt, right? So if you're going off the cuff, that means maybe you are not dressed for the ball. You're just making this up. you're not in your tuxedo and you're just in your regular like streetwear, and somehow you're still going to be able to attend the ball. Okay, just completely made that up. What do you think it is? Let's see what kind of imagination you got this morning. Got anything for that?
I don't right at the moment, and I'm not going to be able to Google it either, because in the middle of updating our Facebook post, I had the Beyond Blessed pantry information into our cancellations and closings. So we keep that up to date. This is how things work in the Max FM studios. We have our multitasking going on in its finest. At one point, two laptops, a computer, and an iPad, and a phone all going at the same time this morning.
Yeah, that is. I mean, the fact is those things are possible to do, running all that tech at the same time to kind of figure out to get to the solution that you need or find all the pieces of information that you need to get to, the success that you're trying to get to, right? In terms of if you're trying to put a fire out, or if you're trying to solve a problem, or if you're just trying to communicate something. But it takes a bunch of different pieces of information to get that information across. Sometimes you need a bunch of screens, you need a bunch of communications going at once. And it's really quite incredible, but it can be daunting to the brain. So take a breath.
Yes.
If everyone else out there is having to kind of scramble and multitask, maybe it's just that kind of day. You know, the weather does that. Like, if it doesn't throw your tech off, it throws your internet off, or if it throws your car off, or, sometimes even just a barometric pressure change in the weather because a storm is coming in or going out, or, you know, whatever, can really throw your sleep off. Can make you allergens are in the air. Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So just give yourself a break. Take a breath. We've got some cool stuff to talk about today and in general. Like, we've got a big deal of the day today at Sweet Sanctuary, 50% off, which kind of leads into some of the fun content that we get to talk about today about kind of Sweet Sanctuary, as far as I understand, is they'll come in and kind of help you figure out within your office area. And I believe your home, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know for sure they do, you know, professional spaces and office spaces. They'll come in and kind of assess the situation and say, give some advice and some guidance about how to basically kind of, upend, like change everything, but like weed out the things that are kind of cluttery and maybe not useful, or in spaces that are just not making you be able to have a clear frame of mind when you're moving through your day. So I just really love that, because to me, like, even just clearing out like a little part of your desk, if you're feeling overwhelmed, or moving stuff around to have a fresh space to work in or live in, for me, it makes like a million degrees of change in my mental state, right? And like just feeling kind of calm. And I love the name of their service and their store as well, Sweet Sanctuary. So right now they are offering 50% off at big deals of the day. So go ahead and check that out. It's a gift certificate. You can always go on Max FM Big Deals of the Day and check out what they've got. There's a couple of other businesses up there, but today it's a 50% off. I believe it's a $65 gift certificate. So that is really cool. I really appreciate what they do, because I think we all need a little bit of that.
We do.
Yeah, so I mean that, and it's the right time of year for it, right? Even though we've got this weather coming in, like it is, spring is in our midst. So if it's right around the corner, or it feels, you know, next week it's going to be so warm. So this is the time of year that make people feel like, you know, clearing out the cobwebs, reorganizing, moving some furniture, throwing away some stuff, going to the thrift store with a bag of donations, you know, whatever. So yeah, check out the big deal of the day. That's some fun stuff we got going on in the multitasking world and in the clearing out the cobwebs world, right?
Well, it's exactly it. And that's at maxfmbigdeals.com. And we're going to talk about spring cleaning real quick, because it's coming up. And there's a question. Could you get rid of a third of your stuff and not notice a difference? The average American says 34% of the junk they own is stuff they don't really need or rarely use. But it depends on how you define the word use, Emily.
Yeah, so 21% of it is stuff we don't want but haven't gotten rid of yet. Check for me. 10%.
Guilty.
10% is other people's stuff we somehow ended up with. Check for my family. And 13% is pure junk. So that I think is up for debate, because junk, everyone has a different feeling about what junk can be. So like, we'll just move on through this, and then if we have a second, we can talk about our own experience. But 27% is stuff we're hanging onto for sentimental reasons. Check. And 29% of it is collectibles or other items that, quote, spark joy. So that's not really junk. The poll also asked people to name the weirdest stuff they collect. Answers included. Do you want to take this? I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll say this. 200 oil-burning lamps, 300 coasters from breweries, I get that, lots of vintage handkerchiefs, porcelain pigs, clowns, and one person said fingernail clippings. Yuck. No, yuck, gross. I'm going to keep moving along. 20% of us currently have a storage unit to hold our junk. 10% are keeping some of it at their parents' place. The average person said they paid $1,300 to have their unwanted junk magically disappear. So,
Heck yeah. If I had an extra $1,300 laying around, that would feel so worth it to me. This list, right? And it's like other people, what do they call it? Other junk.
Other people, some of it is.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, but like, you can't, I mean, junk, right, is like stuff that's broken. Okay, right? Like that's definitely junk. Being people in the world of, we can fix it, right? I know we're both like that, and there's definitely people like that, and you know that's how my family rolls too, is you go buy new stuff, so you hang on to stuff that, because you know you can fix it, because one, it was valuable, two, you like to fix stuff, and three, you don't want a new one, right? But can you fix it right at that moment? Probably not. So where does it go? In the basement. We'll fix that
squirreled away. I'll get to it someday.
Basement, attic, or garage.
Yep.
And then other stuff, the sentimental stuff, that's real. I mean, it's hard, but it's real, right? Like, when we moved out of our first house, we there was our basement. I was like, just throw it all away. And my husband found some things that, you know, it did turn out to be very important to me. But I had forgotten about them, so I forgot how important they were. So were they important? I don't know. You know, I'm glad to have seen those things and kept some of them, and I know I will appreciate them later. And some of your little kids' stuff, their drawings and stuff when they were little, you know? And then, like, do you keep that stuff at your parents' house? Like, sure, I had a whole trunk of stuff in my dad's house, and one year he was like, you need to come get this, or it's going. It's going away. So I did, and I kept some stuff, and most of it it was okay to separate from. The point is you can remind yourself of some nice memories with your sentimental stuff that you kind of just store, and then you gotta, I think, just, you know, keep of that like trunk of papers, you know, or whatever. And just know that you have your nice reminder while looking at some of the stuff, and it's okay to let it go too. Cause I think we all get weighted down by stuff and the need to keep stuff. Right.
I know, for sure.
It bothers me. So yeah, I really am vibing with this piece. I think it's a good, I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one, but I think it's a good thing to know that, that it's okay to recognize this. I mean, right. The first step is
recognizing it. Yeah.
Let it go.
And again, if you need help with it, you can go to maxfmbigdeals.com, take advantage of Sweet Sanctuary Services, half off today. So we want to, you know, it just all tied in so very well together. Emily and I'll be back with you at 7:40. We'll celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone celebrating, text those in now, 608-355-9970. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Also, remind your school canceled in the Baraboo area. We have all that on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We'll talk about those again right around 7:30.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 729 on Wednesday morning. We're going to take a look at our school closings this morning. We do have a winter weather advisory that will be in effect from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties. 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected in this area. And then we have a wind advisory starting at 11 a.m. going till 9 p.m. Wind gust 45 to 50 miles per hour. As a result, schools have closed in our area. Adams Friendship Schools are closed. Remote Learning Day. Baraboo Schools, Baraboo Community, Baraboo St. Joseph Catholic are all closed. Mauston Schools are closed with a virtual learning day. Montello, Reedsburg, Reedsburg Sacred Heart, Richland, Sauk Prairie, Westfield, and Wisconsin Dells Schools are all closed today. Also, Baraboo Park and Recreation programs are canceled today due to the weather. Also, due to the weather, Beyond Blessed Food Pantry will not be doing a distribution. They will resume normal operations on March 12. So again, the Beyond Blessed Pantry will not be doing a distribution tonight, and they will have it again on March 12th. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. As a reminder, if you have a closing cancellation or delay, please email info at max.fm or text us 608-355-9970. You can always listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. Stream us online at max.fm or stream us anywhere, anyplace, anytime from the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Again, all this stuff is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We're your official school closing station in the area. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Good morning and welcome to Gamble Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an antique and collectible online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Friday is a drop-off day at a Reedsburg Farm Consignment Auction from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, trailers, vehicles, ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we have an auction preview for the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni and Honey Creek Snowmobile Club Farm Consignment Auction from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Grounds in Prairie du Sac. Another very large auction with over 1,300 items, including farm machinery, skid steers, UTVs, much, much more. That catalog is open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers in Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Bucks won their third straight, 127-121, over the Hawks at Atlanta last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists for his seventh triple-double of the season. Bucks move up season-best 10 games over 500. College hoops, two games left for the Badgers starting tonight in Minnesota. The Marquette Golden Eagles close out on the road at UConn. Green Bay season ending in the opening round of the Horizon League men's tournament. Phoenix fell to the Golden Grizzlies in Oakland, Michigan, 96-72. Doug Gottlieb's first season ends at 4-28. Packers signed kicker Brandon McManus to a three-year deal worth more than $15 million with a $5 million signing bonus. The Jets released wide receiver Devontae Adams, clearing nearly $30 million from this year's salary cap. They have also given permission to wide receiver Alan Lazard to seek a trade before the start of the new league year on March the 12th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rain will change to snow this morning, and snow is likely through the afternoon with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible. It's also going to be very windy. Gusts from 35 to 45 will create blowing snow today into this evening. Our high today, right around 36. Get the bathroom you've always wanted interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. 99.7.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:34 with you two on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Crying
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Elton John, I guess that's why they call it the blues. But, you know, some kids don't have the blues today because they don't have school, of course. And then people have the blues with the weather. So we'll catch the weather first. Then we'll talk about school closings and then birthdays and anniversaries. Winter weather advisory is going into effect at 8 a.m. this morning. So about 20 minutes from now, 18 to be precise, we're going to have that winter weather advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties. That's going until 6 o'clock tonight. We're expecting 2 to 4 inches of snow, and this is going to start later on this morning into the afternoon. We expect deteriorating travel conditions late morning, early afternoon, and throughout the afternoon. And then we throw in a wind advisory for good measure from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wind gust 45 to 50 miles per hour. So, yes, going to be windy. In preparation, schools have closed in the area due to this weather. Adams Friendship Schools closed. No after-school activities. It's a remote learning day. Baraboo Schools, Baraboo Community, Baraboo St. Joseph closed. Mawson Schools are closed. Virtual learning expectations. Montello, Reedsburg, Reedsburg Sacred Heart, Richland, Sauk Prairie, Westfield, and Wisconsin Dell Schools are all closed. Also, all Baraboo Park and Recreation programs are canceled today. Due to the weather, Beyond Blast Pantry will be closed today. Normal operations will resume on March 12th. We have all this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. You can email info@max.fm if you have a closing or cancellation that needs to be passed along. You can also text us 608-355-9970. Emily, it's kind of a busy, crazy morning today.
It is a busy, crazy morning. I'm feeling it. I know you're feeling it. One individual in my family that's not feeling it is my puppy. I'm not sure. He's, like, really mellow this morning. So I'm kind of like, did you do something wrong? Like, snooping around. Kind of, you know, when they do something wrong, they're like, I think I'll just stay out of your, you know, your attention span here. Yeah. Who knows? Usually spring and rain and mud makes puppies wild, but he was wild yesterday, so maybe he got it out of his system. Who knows? Anyhow, we're going to move on through this morning show because this is what we do, man. We just roll with things, and we have a good time, and we've got some content that we get to talk about, and we get some content that we make up, and then we see where it goes.
Right, and that's exactly, you know, and it's funny because I've not had a chance to eat breakfast yet, but luckily I did find some Cheetos in there, so I'll munch on those in between.
No! I'm going to come up with like a sound effect for like anti-Cheetos. Like the end of the world noise. We are going to talk about celebrity and local birthdays today. We have one local, but today's March 5th, and we're going to talk about some celebrity birthdays first. Let's see here. Eva Mendes, 51. Holy moly. She was, of course, in Hitch, which is a great movie, Training Day, Ghost Rider, and The Other Guys. We're going to say this with a grain of salt, Mrs. Ryan Gosling, because that doesn't mean anything, because then he's Mr. Eva Mendes. So when we get to him, we're going to make sure to call him Mr. Eva Mendes when it's his birthday day. But lucky for her, because Ryan Gosling, you know, that's my celebrity crush, if anyone didn't know that. And she's mostly focused on being a mom. I don't have a lot of those, but I can't help it. I'm sorry. And she hasn't done anything big, it says here, since 2014, except for being a mom. That's kind of huge. But anywho, I'm going to try to keep my opinions out of these commentaries. But she does voiceovers for Bluey, which is, my kids are too old for that show, but my friends who have littler kids say that's a real good one. So anyway, word to the wise, Bluey is fun. Let's see here. Right,
well, let's see. We got... yeah, Michael Irvin, 59, Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. And I've got Eddie Grant, no relation, Electric Avenue superstar.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too. I love that song as well.
It's such a good song.
It is.
It's so good, too. It does not lose its sparkle. Like, it's so good. You'd be able to get that on there, right? I mean, that's an 80s
song.
Well,
I'll see if I can find it because I already am putting Murray Head in 79 years old. One Night in Bangkok, superstar.
Also a great song.
Oh, very good song. It's also in the Hangover movie, in case anyone has not watched those movies. Pretty funny. And every time I hear that song now, I think of those movies. For some reason, the trilogy of movies there. I mean, it's, you know.
I haven't seen the third one. I've seen the first two. I didn't know that. No, I haven't seen the third one. I guess I didn't
know what you're doing today.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe tonight that's a good thing to do on a rainy, snowy day if you got your work done to... I like having an intentional movie to see, right? Rather than just like, turn the TV on. Like, it's nice to just be like, we're getting excited. All day you look forward to the thing that you decided. Like it used to be when you go to the movie store.
Right.
You know, like, or the movie store. The movie rent. Was it called the movie store? The video store, right?
because you go rent the VHS tapes over at the Blockbuster and so forth. And, of course, none of those places exist, you know.
They
but.
Do not.
The video store, I think, is what we used to call that, if I remember correctly.
It was called the movie store. Yeah, because it was videos, even before DVDs. It was videotapes.
Yeah, VHS. And we don't have Electric Avenue. I was talking and clicking around at the same time, so...
That's too bad. Well, I'm going to just play it in my car just to kind of feel good about that because I just love that song. That'll get us going. So we're talking about celebrity birthdays here this morning on The Morning Show. If you have a birthday today, March 5th, please make sure... to text that in. If you know somebody has a birthday today, March 5th, please make sure to text that in. Civic Media app, go ahead and use that. You can also use our straight up text line, which we'd love to hear from you on either line, 608-355-9970. Moving on through the celebrity list, there was one that I found just now that I really was excited about. Oh, Marsha Warfield. I did not know her actual name. She's 71, but I know her character. Roz. The hard as nails bailiff on the original Night Court. Oh, I loved that show so
Me
much.
Me too.
I watched it
it's still on. You can still watch it. It's on
the
antenna.
It was just so dry.
It was. I loved Roz. And that was one of my favorite characters. They all were, I mean. And so I saw that one. We were thinking of the same one at the same exact time. That's scary.
Of course we were.
Of course.
Who was the big, tall, bald guy on that? What was his character?
Oh, his name was Bull, Richard Mole.
Bull.
And...
Yes.
Yeah, that
yes,
dude
Bull.
Was
funny.
He was
funny. Like the big gentle giant. Yeah, but he yes. like, looked super intimidating, and she'd like kind of send people his way. Like then he'd
and
be all nice
she
to them.
Knew him. Oh, yeah. She could handle him. She knew exactly what to do with him. It was great. It's like having Emily around to keep me out
it's
of trouble.
It's just like me and you, actually.
Yes.
I was just thinking that. It's interesting.
yeah.
Asif Penn Mandi Gillette. Is 59 today. He is Indian-American, former Daily Show correspondent. Let's gonna see the Proclaimers. Craig and Charlie Reed are 63. I'm gonna be 500 miles. I'm not familiar with any of that stuff, but that's okay. Somebody out there is. John
with the Proclaimers.
Frusciante. Yeah, I don't. What
I'm
am I missing
gonna
here?
Be 500 miles.
Oh, I do like that song. That's a nice
All
one.
Right.
That
now I gotta put
too.
That in so you can hear mm-hmm. it. So that'll be up after Murray
like
Head. I want to make sure you can hear that one too.
and then Jake Lloyd, 36 years old, Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And so, yeah, he played the young Anakin, right? In the
yep.
later Star Wars movies? Is
that
right?
Believe
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a celebrity crush for a hot second. So he's only 36. Wow, okay. That's interesting.
That is interesting. I'll behave on that one.
I thought he would have been older by now. Yeah. How old was he when he was playing Anakin then? Because that was a while ago.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Okay. And then Penn Jillette.
There is way too young.
Yeah. Penn Jillette, 70 years old, 6'6" magician of Penn and Teller. He's the one who actually talks on their show.
Okay. See, I'm learning all kinds of stuff today. Who else do we have in here? Ricky Lindholm is 46. Beatrice Bellecourt on Comedy Central's Another Period. She is the blonde half of the musical comedy duo Garfunkel and Oates. Kevin Connolly is 51. He plays Eric on the show Entourage. Paul Blackthorne is 56. Quintus Lance on Arrow. That's a good show. I like that show a lot. And Michael, you already did that one.
Yep.
Anything else?
So those were our celebrity birthdays for March 5th.
Yeah,
and then we have one local, Tim Green's birthday today. So happy birthday to Tim. We hope you're having a great day. And as Emily mentioned, you can always text us into us, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10, and we are going to talk about something that's kind of interesting, morning habits that can make you miserable. So we're talking about
well,
that.
I know what it's not. It's not the morning show on 99.7 Max
no,
FM.
It's not.
That makes me happy.
And
happy birthday to Tim Green again. I hope you have a really wonderful day. If you're able to stay out of this weather, stay out of this weather. But if not, go have some fun doing whatever you're doing. Don't forget the morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. See y'all in a minute. Talk about morning habits.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. It's time to think about spring cleaning. Experience the peace of having your cluttered closet, office, living room, pantry, or other space transformed into a serene sanctuary through decluttering, space optimization, and personalized organization systems. Let organizer Casey perform her magic on your space. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $32.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the
me more than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little fish, a little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes a heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets strong next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But
I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,